Now look at part two. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds. You will hear a teacher giving her class some information about a book.
Okay, about the book we're going to read in your English classes. It's called Summer. You might have seen a TV program last month about the person who wrote it. His name's Henry Mitchell. I'll spell that. M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. You can find out about him on the internet. It's not a long book. It's only 160 pages. The book we studied last term was 250 pages, and you all read that very quickly. It's important to know when a book was written. You understand the ideas in it better. Our new book was written in 2018. Last term's was written in 1972. The subject of our new book is something we've talked about in class, clothes. They show a lot about how people feel, much more than conversations. To get your book, go to the office. We'll keep them there when they arrive from the bookshop. I'll tell you when you can go and get them.
Now listen again.
Okay, about the book we're going to read in your English classes. It's called Summer. You might have seen a TV program last month about the person who wrote it. His name's Henry Mitchell. I'll spell that. M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. You can find out about him on the internet. It's not a long book. It's only 160 pages. The book we studied last term was 250 pages, and you all read that very quickly. It's important to know when a book was written. You understand the ideas in it better. Our new book was written in 2018. Last term's was written in 1972. The subject of our new book is something we've talked about in class, clothes. They show a lot about how people feel, much more than conversations. To get your book, go to the office. We'll keep them there when they arrive from the bookshop. I'll tell you when you can go and get them.
That is the end of part two.